This goes out to those of you, you know who, need to face the truth. Yo,
your accent is fake. You're not from down south of the United States. Your accent is
embarrassed at your mistake. If you were playing a character, I'd say, Gripper, you don't live in America and had to put on a face, a mask to add some attitude when you make shitty ass music as the soup of the day. Some don't even know they're doing it, assume that's the way that they make tracks, just play that they live in the States when they're just visitors. No green card, this shit here I've seen lots of. The theme's not love, thinking you paying homage to music that you covered. If you love in your own voice, I bet you wouldn't even bother with this fuckery. Between that of a rape scene and Rob Ford with his patois at the State Queen, maybe that's too hyperbolic when a lot of different people live in different cultures that don't simply follow color lines. Clearly, not a thing that I mind. You don't wanna be yourself, but what you wanna be's a lie. When that's the case, I don't wanna see my time wasted for some entertainment, just saying shit that's racist. Like,
she's trying to sound black.
But there's more to this. Black rappers try to hide the origins when the place they're from is on a sort of thin ice for being lit. See the fix, tweak your spit, be the shit. Boom, problem solved. That a fix for us all, or just subtly eroding any chance to get on with originality. Your cultural appropriation feels wrong. Knowing where you're from when I hear your song.
Your accent is fake.
It's fake bullshit.
You're not from down south of the United States.
No shit.
Your accent is fake.
You need to stop that shit.
You're not from New York. You're just in love with that place. Your accent is fake. You're not from Jamaica. You just do that on stage.
Come on.
Your accent is fake.
And that's bullshit, and that's bullshit. It's fake bullshit, and that's bullshit, and that's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Ciao. Yeah. Bumbleclaw, man.